Today we're going to look at the subject of marriage. I want to just give you some statistics, first of all. You know, 75% of all family units are going to need some counseling at some time. One out of two married couples will eventually end up in divorce. 50% of marriages within the first 5 years, a mate will be unfaithful. Even in the Christian realm, there's a large percentage. They say as much as 30% of ministers will be involved in an inappropriate relationship with someone in their church. Now, obviously, it appears to me that we haven't really understood the principles of the Bible if those statistics are anywhere close. And so we're going to look at the subject of marriage today and see some of the things that God says about it and how that you might be able to strengthen your marriage relationship. First of all, I want to say this, that marriage was God's idea. It was designed by God. You know, the Bible tells us in Genesis chapter 2 and in verse 18, I believe it is, it says, "And the Lord God said, it was not good that man should be alone. I will make him an helpmeet for him." And then the Bible tells us also in chapter 1 and in verse 31, it says, "And God saw everything that he made, and behold, it was very good, and the evening and the morning were the sixth day." You've got to remember that this was a perfect creation. God came and fellowshipped with man. He had a wonderful relationship with man. Each day he would come in the cool of the evening, and he would fellowship with Adam. And in a perfect relationship, sometimes we get to think that if we had a perfect relationship with God, we wouldn't really need anything else. And that's really not true. God said right here in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 31, after creation, after everything was perfect, he said, "Behold, everything was very good." And the first thing that God said was not good here from Genesis chapter 2 and verse 18, he said, "It's not good that man should be alone." So this was God's idea. Marriage was God's idea. It was to meet the need that man really had, to give him a helper, to give him a helpmeet, and to also deal with the problem of loneliness that he might have in his life. Let me say this too, that marriage, a good marriage, is not if we go by the instruction manual and follow the instruction manual to put into our marriage the things that God wants, marriage was not meant to bring misery. You see, marriage was meant to bring happiness. And another thing I'd like to say about marriage, in Genesis chapter 2 and in verse 24 is the first time that we really talk a lot about marriage. It says here, it says, "Therefore shall a man leave his father and mother and cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh." Marriage is a leaving of all other relationships to refocus your life on another individual. And God designed that. It's kind of like a tri-unity relationship. I don't know if you understand what I mean. But in a marriage relationship, when God called Adam and Eve together, it wasn't just Adam relating to God. It wasn't just Eve relating to God. It was now Adam and Eve as a unit, in oneness of purpose, relating to God. And the Bible tells us in 1 Peter chapter 3 and in verse 7 that we need to dwell with our wives according to knowledge, that our prayers be not hindered. You see, the Bible tells us in Genesis chapter 5, this is really a great scripture here. In Genesis chapter 5 and verse 1, it says, "This is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man in the likeness of God, made he him, male and female, created he them, and blessed them, and called their name Adam in the day that they were created." I want you to notice here, Adam named his wife Eve. But God called the combination of both Adam and Eve together as a unit. He called their name Adam. So in the marriage relationship, it's no longer me and God or that woman and God. It's me and my wife in oneness of purpose, heirs according to the grace of life, it says in 1 Peter 3:7, that have been called to serve God, to call to serve God in purpose, to walk in oneness, to walk in unity. The Bible uses here in Genesis chapter 2 and verse 24 that we just read a while ago, "For this reason a man will leave his father and mother and cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh." This word cleave actually means to stick to adhere to become one, one in purpose. And my friend, let me just say this about your marriage relationship. If you're having a problem in your marriage relationship today, let me just ask you a few questions. Are the things that you're doing, the way that you're acting towards your wife, the things that you're saying to your wife, are they causing you to come closer together as one? Or are the things that you're saying, the things that you're doing, causing a breach, causing a separation? The commandment of Scripture for marriage is to cleave, to stick to glue to. And are the things you're doing, are they building your relationship? Are they tearing it down? We need to look at some of these things. You know, people think that love is just something, an emotional feeling. I used to love you, but hey, I fell out of love. I don't love you anymore. You see, what if you came from a dysfunctional family? And you come before a minister or a judge to be married to another individual, and you commit to give your life to that individual. You really want this to work. You want it till death do you part. But because you've come from a dysfunctional family, you've never seen love. You've never seen it expressed in your family. You've never seen it with your parents ever, any warm expression of love and things like this. Even though you want to love this individual that you're committing yourself to him, because you're so dysfunctional yourself and never seen love expressed before, you probably in a few years will fail. Probably within a few years, you will come in for counseling and says, "Well, we're just not getting along. I don't love her anymore." Or she might have come from a family that had a lot of expression of affection, and you don't know how to show affection and all of these things. Well, I've got good news for you today. If you're having problems in your marriage today, if you're having problems, let me tell you something. There's something that can correct it. You know, when you buy a new refrigerator and you have a problem with your refrigerator, you know what you do? There's a manual. There's a manual that will tell you if it's doing this, this is probably what's wrong. You can take it to a serviceman. There is a manual to work on your marriage. There is a manual that can fix your marriage. It's called God's Word. And the Bible tells us this in Titus chapter 2 and verse 4, that love is something that can be taught. It's something that can be learned. And if you came from a dysfunctional family and now you don't really know how to love your wife and your marriage is falling apart, there's good news. This is the love of God, 1 John 5:3, that we keep His commandments. Through the commandments of Jesus Christ and Him showing us how to love, showing us how to express kindness and generosity and love and seeking the welfare of the other human being in your marriage relationship, God can turn that situation around for you. So we just hope that this is just a little introduction to the subject of marriage. We're going to continue another study on this. We just want to say, well, God bless you today as you continue your study after this video is turned off. And we just believe that God is going to impart more wisdom and more knowledge as you look into this subject today.